Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Banshees of Inisherin is about as unforgiving a film as you could want to or not want to experience. In fact, it's not a film about forgiveness, quite the opposite. It's about not forgiving. It's about taking a misunderstanding and a grudge to horrific and tragic conclusions. Inisherin is a fictional island off the coast of Ireland. A banshee is a woman of the fairies in Celtic folklore. The Banshees of Inisherin screenwriter-director Martin McDonagh reteams with Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell, who starred in Bruges, which was McDonagh's feature-length theatrical motion picture debut. Martin McDonagh received Oscar nominations for In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths, as well as Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. He received an Oscar for the latter film. Though Martin McDonagh's work is often billed as comedy, The Banshees of Inisherin is filled with what could charitably be described as gallows humor or dark humor. The Banshees of Inisherin revolves around the complicated friendship of Padraic, played by Colin Farrell, and Colm, played by Brendan Gleeson. They are drinking buddies at the local pub, apparently the only pub on Inisherin. The story takes place in the 1920s when the not-so-far-off guns of the Irish Civil War are booming from across the waves. For some reason, Colm rejects Padraic's friendship. Padraic doesn't take no for an answer. The friendship grows increasingly fractious, leading to terrible consequences. Observing the disintegration of the friendship between the two men is Padraic's sister, Siobhan, played by Kerry Condon, and Dominic, played by Barry Keogh. The storyline and characters in The Banshees of Inisherin are as bleak as the island's gray clouds, the Atlantic Ocean-battered rocky coast, and the rutted dirt roads. Despite the bleakness of the film's plot, The Banshees of Inisherin is worth seeing for several reasons, not the least of which that it should receive several Oscar nominations, including for its lead actors. Colin Farrell is a revelation as Padraic. He transforms before our eyes from a kindly fellow who may drink one too many at the pub to one whose drink of choice is revenge. Brendan Gleeson is a towering figure as Colm. He only wants to be left alone. He's writing a piece of music which he plays on the violin. He likes to spend time with his pet collie or sitting in his plain house smoking a cigarette or standing on the barren shore staring at the sea. The cinematography by director of photography Benjamin Davis is magnificent and at times breathtaking. The Banshees of Inisherin was filmed on Inishmore, an island off the coast of Ireland, and Achill Island, County Mayo, the largest of the islands off of Ireland's west coast. The music by Carter Burwell is spare, pristine, and lovely. Martin McDonagh deserves Oscar screenwriter and director nominations for The Banshees of Inisherin for creating a minimalist yet mythic tale of lost souls. No man is an island. The Banshees of Inisherin is MPAA rated R for language throughout, some violent content, and brief graphic nudity. Opening December 2. Violent Night, rated R. Tommy Rokota directs David Harbour, Beverly D'Angelo, and John Leguizamo in the action comedy. Santa tries to save the day during a home burglary. Savage Salvation, rated R. Randall Emmett directs Robert De Niro, Willa Fitzgerald, and John Malkovich in the action thriller. A recovering addict seeks revenge on drug dealers. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.